And we've long known that memory and music are linked, even for those suffering from Alzheimer's and other forms of memory loss. They're often able to retain the ability to sing and recall music from their past. Researchers think that's because memories are stored in networks of connections in the brain, not just in one part of the brain. As a result, more and more elder care providers are offering music as therapy. And from the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's John Daly has this story.
Margaret Simon lives in an assisted living center in Denver. At 85, this woman in her green floral dress and glasses makes her passions clear. One is a chunky brown and white cat named Sam.
Just a little cat you can hold in your hands.
The other is an upright piano in the living room of her upstairs apartment.
I just like to play the piano in my heart.
Simon was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 5 years ago. She struggles with her memory.
It's okay, year by year, to be older. Keep doing what I can do.
She can't remember that her grandkids aren't in high school anymore. They're now adults. And she forgets she doesn't have to water a plastic plant. But she can still play song after song she learned as a child.
I can play some things by memory. Christmas time, maybe. Birthdays. I enjoy that.
It's pretty fascinating, really.
That's Margaret's son, Keith Simon. He says for 5 years, she's lived here at Sunrise Senior Living. The arts here are key activities and include music therapy. Ever since her Alzheimer's diagnosis, Margaret remains stable and happy. She hasn't had a major decline in her health. Keith is convinced her piano playing is a big reason why.
I think those brain connections were made long, long ago, so they're probably the last to go, right?
The idea of music stimulating connections in older brains got high-profile attention in a documentary called Alive Inside.
Let's try your music, okay? And then you
in the film, a therapist puts headphones on Henry. He's an Alzheimer's patient. She hits play on an iPod playlist of his favorite tunes. Henry comes alive. Before, he's shown slumped over, barely speaking. He's unable to answer basic questions. Once he hears songs from his youth, he lights up. He even starts talking again.
What's your favorite Cab Calloway song?
Oh, I'll be home there for Christmas.
This Christmas, like every year, there are more people living longer with Alzheimer's disease. There are over 5 million Americans with the illness. That's a number that's expected to more than triple by the year 2050. That's according to the Alzheimer's Association. Every year, about 1 in 3 seniors dies from Alzheimer's or other types of dementia.
Yes, this is called functional MRI, and so it's looking
on a computer screen in his office. University of Colorado neurologist Dr. Benzie Kluger looks at an MRI of a brain activated by music. He specializes in illnesses that impact the ability to move normally, like Parkinson's. Kluger says music taps into parts of the brain that deal with hearing, rhythm, memory, emotions, and movement. That, he says, is where its power comes from.
One of the things that's really amazing about music is how many parts of the brain are involved. There's multiple parts of the brain and, you know, like symphony, I mean, these parts of the brain are in harmony.
Kluger likens a brain with Alzheimer's to Swiss cheese. Parts remain, but there are holes. So dementia may rob a person of some skills and memories while leaving others intact.
You know, we could focus on the holes or we could focus on the cheese. It's one of the things that we do in palliative care is really try to focus on the cheese and try to focus on what's left.
Vastly improved imaging technology has enabled researchers to better focus on parts of the brain that are still strong. That's according to CSU professor Michael Tout. He's one of the pioneers of neurological music therapy.
This is still pretty new. Even the discoveries, the research is still pretty new. It takes years before that actually translates into professional practice.
Tout says while music can't reverse degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, perhaps it can keep open access to many memory functions.
If you engage in music, your brain will definitely benefit from that. Will it prevent disease? That we can't say.
Back at her assisted living center in Denver, residents gather for Margaret Simon's Happy Piano Hour and sing-along. 5 years ago, Simon would play alone in her room. She had to be coaxed to share her talents with an audience. Now, she performs every Sunday.
That's kind of lucky that I have a little memory and some music.
It appears to be more than just luck. it may actually be music that keeps those memories alive. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly in Denver.